We are here at the John Deere product intro in Columbus, Ohio. With me is Dr. John Fulton, who is with Auburn University, and he's a precision agriculture guy. He's with the Biosystems Engineering Department at Auburn, and he spoke with us about kind of the future for especially data. And what will make farmers successful going forward. What are some of your main points, John?
When we speak about the machinery industry and data specifically, that I'd mentioned that farmers really need to be engaged. We've got a lot of change in terms of what's happening in the technology being development. But more importantly, what we're seeing is that addressing the getting data off the machine automatically. And I mentioned that as the number one barrier that farmers told us is kind of the keeping them from moving forward in terms of data management. So I think we're starting to see companies, including John Deere, build products to at least get all the data moved off the machine where we can get it in a location and be using it for either processing it from an analytical standpoint or just generating maps in some cases. And so I think that's an encouragement, and I think that automatic data transfer is probably the number one hurdle. I mean, it's really going to get over some of the issues we've had about and questions about data management.
Well, one of the things they mentioned here this morning was the fact that we're somewhat getting away from the iron to some extent to the technology. But you talked about both big data and big machinery.
Yeah. When we look at tractors and combines in particular, we continue to get bigger. I mean, we saw a class 9 combine here, but, you know, we got a class 10 out there. And when you think about horsepower, if we just use that as the metric to talk about this, I mean, we've moved from 10 years ago being talking 350, 400 horsepower to, you know, it's not out of the realm to talk 600 horsepower. And so we have bigger machines, and that's really required by today's farmers because of timing of operations. And this year, 2013, was perfect. I mean, our window to plant, now our window to harvest is short, and so we have to have the capacity there to get it done in a quick time and meet that acre per hour requirements that the farmer has. But at the same time, we're bigger, and so how do you manage or best manage those machines to maintain efficiency, to maintain performance? Like on the planter I talked about today, is, you know, that's a pretty big product, and how do I ensure that every single row is performing at its peak is important. Mm-hmm. And so technology is allowing that to advance, so we know that these machines are performing and have that efficiency that's required to make these guys profitable.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, it probably, if it wasn't for the technology of auto steer, GPS or something, we couldn't have machines that big.
But we also have moved beyond, you know, guidance is air conditioning today. It's there for all these machines. It's just a decision of whether I want to use it as an owner or an operator. But ultimately, those guidance systems, there's more to it. I mean, it's become the rate control, the variable rate, the section control, all that technology is built in. And so what that's enabling these producers, like I said, is ensuring that things are getting done as they prescribe.
Well, you talked about big data. When you talk about big data, I mean, how much data are you talking about?
Well, most of us probably haven't heard some of the, you know, we think megabytes, gigabytes on our home computers today, and we've advanced beyond that to several layers higher when we talk about data. But I think it's important, how big is not really the question. It's the processing that's limiting us to advance. You know, we think about just the computer age, and storage is cheap. Mm-hmm. It's the processing that's keeping us from really advancing, and that's it. Many levels, maybe sometimes on the machines themselves, but ultimately at the software level, where we really want to start to sit down and look through and learn from that data.
But I mean, that's something that the average person can relate to, as far as farmers are concerned. We got all these digital photos on our computers, but we don't do anything with them.
Right.
They're sitting there, And that's what the data is like that the farmers are collecting, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, to take that to the next level, it's just getting it organized. Mm-hmm. Think about, you know, I got files and files of just either personal or work images. And it's just, you know, it's not every picture is a gigabyte mm-hmm. to some degree just because of the storage capacity on your smartphone or on the computer itself. But getting it organized, mm-hmm. if it was organized, we'd all be a lot happier probably because we could find things when we wanted it. So that's mm-hmm. that leads into this discussion in ag. And I think that's kind of where farmers and a lot of this is, getting it down to where it's organized, where I can view it, where I can simply bring it up at any point, whether I'm on the road or I'm at the farm office or I'm in the machine. I want to have you're going to have access. And I mentioned, too, I think the key to success is being able to visualize the data. And so the image thing is perfect that you were mentioning because, you know, you look at your photographs and it's either memories and you got some emotional attachment there and so I think the same thing applies if we can visualize the day and we're seeing products. Mm-hmm. I think successful products that are out in the market that do cost money, I recognize, but visualize allows me to see how that machine's operating. Mm-hmm. Is there any issues that are going on that machine that I need to correct today? And I can tell you from some of our farmers, they're doing better. Mm-hmm. And I made a comment yesterday to some folks that I think in our case we're going to see planting performance. The gentleman asked about getting everyone on the same playing field, mm-hmm. but just getting planters all operating to the right performance, we're going to see a jump in the next 2 years because of technology, the feedback that they're getting on the go, whether it's maps or other visual aids that allows every individual row to be operating at performance that we need it to be and getting a rate right.
Well, you talked about automatic wireless transfer, but you said that as far as a survey of the hurdles to data management and at the farm level. And what were the top three that you found besides, well, automatic data transfer was the first one.
Absolutely. So number one is automatic data transfer, and that's just getting the data off the machine and in many cases getting data back to the machine, like in the prescription maps. The other one was getting help to get into the data management discussion, get into that, where do I need to go to get help and that. So that was number two, was the kind of the help aspect. And then number three was simplified software solutions that were web-based. That web thing kept kind of tweaking in at the end a lot of the comments. So that tells how I viewed that was, I don't think people are so concerned about the software, but they want to have the capacity to view their data anywhere they're at, smartphone, iPad, tablet, desktop, whatever that might be. But they want solutions that are simple. That was the other key term in that third, is simple and not a lot of buttons and I got to do this to generate the map. It's there, it's simple, it's intuitive, and I think that's where success lies in the future.
How big an issue do you think privacy is as far as data is concerned?
Well, I think from the farmer's level, it's a hurdle. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I think we just got to get some education in place. It'll evolve and understand what does that really mean to the farmer. So we want the farmers to retain ownership of their own data. I think everyone, the companies industry in general recognizes that, but you know, I'm going to have to share some data or parts of my data in order to get help. Mm-hmm. And so understanding that it's not going to be this data storage and everyone all of a sudden immediately has access. I can, you know, ask Cindy, I can ask John to help me out and give them access. And it's just like going to your financial advisor. They can't help you if they don't know some aspect of your finances.
Or
and
your
it's
doctor.
That's right. Exactly. And so, you know, it's just getting comfortable with the notion that, you know, at the end, and I mentioned, at the end of the day, I really think that every company's goal is to help each and every customer, that personalized solution that I mentioned. And when we think about data, they're needing data possibly to help you better. And so they're just they're trying to utilize for the betterment. They're not going to use it against you. Mm-hmm. They're not going to, because they're not going to be in business. Mm-hmm. And it's, we see that model in many other aspects of society, and we never think anything of it to some respect, because it's makes convenient. It's convenient for me. It's helping me out. And I know when I arrive at a store that that product's there, and they know that I want to buy it. They might not know my name, but they know in general what the behavior of the community is about coming to that store and purchasing things. And I think that's the same thing. So educating producers about the value, and I agree, we've got to build some case studies. We got to build some examples for people to see and understand the true value of this. And I think we're starting to see that. We've got guys and ladies that are starting to build that value, which we can go share with others and say, well, here's some ideas. And so it's just some education there, I think, to address this data privacy thing.
Well, finally bringing it from the personal level to the broader picture, what does this mean as far as data is concerned for the future of feeding the world on the global scale?
We've got to do better to some degree, and I use the terms input stewardship. And in order to really dive down into stewardship of inputs, it's not only about the machine and being efficient with the machine, but it's about the inputs. And in a lot of cases, if you look at data or projections, that, you know, there's a good chance we don't have some of the resources that we have today. So we have to better apply our resources, that being inputs. And so I think what the data will allow us to do over the next 10 to 20 years is start to answer, how do we use my resources, whether that's nitrogen, whether that's seed, but how does that best fit, and how do I best get the maximum benefit out of those inputs? And I've got to answer that question. I should be evaluating my farm each and every year. And the more data I get, the more information I get, which is challenging for most people today, and it's challenging, is that I'm going to have that in order to maintain profitability in farm.
John, that's all the questions I have. I really appreciate it. I thought this was really educational, and we're really bringing it home. I think the farmers are know that it's out there, and John Deere is coming up with the solutions and other companies like that, making it simple and having the service there. Thank you very much. Here at the John Deere Product Intro in Columbus, Ohio, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.